Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second part of this Super Wildcard Weekend little binge we have. This episode is going to be fairly quick. And if many of you who are listening have watched the wildcard games, I think you're going to know why. I'm recording this at 8:47 p.m. This is literally being recorded in the middle of the fourth quarter for the New England Patriots game. For those of you who don't know, I'm a Patriots fan. And actually, I don't even know what game I'm talking about because all week I was told that there was two games scheduled for today, but I think there was just one. And then the Bills had practice today, is what I'm pretty sure happened. The Raiders and Bengals game was pretty great. I watched all of that game. Believe it or not, I watched all of the Bengals and Raiders game, but I did not watch the whole game of my favorite team's game. That makes sense. Again, like I said, my team didn't play this week. They must have got like cut out of the playoffs. They must have been just too many time slots. I watched the Bills practice a little bit. Josh Allen's really good. He was making those tackling dummies look pretty good. I mean, pretty bad. He was shredding them. For those of you who don't know, I'm obviously joking. The Patriots, as I'm sitting in my room, are losing 40. Oh, wow. The Bills have already scored. Are losing 46-10 in a playoff game to a division rival that has one more win than them. Like I said, I'm going to keep this episode fairly quick. I'll talk about the Bengals and the Raiders first before I kind of blow up. Man, the Raiders really came to play. They looked very good. Obviously, right now, what's going around in the league is I believe it was second and goal. Joe Burrow stepped out of bounds. Or he didn't actually step out of bounds, but he was running towards the sideline, and it looked like he stepped out of bounds. And he threw it, and while the ball was in the air, a whistle was blown prematurely, calling the play dead. Well, Tyler Boyd, obviously the Raiders gave up, and Tyler Boyd was in the back of the end zone and caught it, and it resulted in a touchdown. The play was obviously reviewed because they reviewed it to see if he stepped out of bounds. He didn't, so they counted the touchdown. Well, according to the NFL rule book, if a whistle is blown, the play is dead, and nothing can advance. Like, the play can't advance. And by rule, you should just do a replay of downs, a replay of the down, and just restart the play. Kind of like when you have offsetting penalties, for those who don't understand what I'm saying. When an offsetting penalty happens, you just get – so if, say you get an offsetting penalty on second down. On second down, you get an offsetting penalty. You repeat the second down, and you just get to do it again. And at the time when I watched it happen, I was kind of like – I was like, that doesn't really seem like a big deal because I don't see the Raiders staying in this game till the end. Well, the final score ended up being the Raiders lost by a touchdown. And you can play hypotheticals all you want, right? Like, no one knows what would have happened if the officials actually called that play the right way. But if that play gets called right, if the Raiders force a field goal, the Raiders were in field goal range at the end of that game and could have tied it. So I do feel like, in a sense, the Raiders were robbed. In a sense where that play call hurt them. But I still think the Raiders, if you're a Raiders fan, you should be very impressed. The Bengals are by far probably my favorite team in the AFC right now. Joe Burrow does not make many mistakes. He gets a lot of time in that pocket, which is something I didn't think he was going to have, considering they didn't draft the lineman. Sorry, I'm reading headlines while I'm doing this about the Patriots game. So yeah, I mean, obviously right now as a Patriots fan, I think it's kind of crazy to say the Bills aren't going to win the AFC. after what they just did tonight. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself, so I'll just hold off. But I just think the Bengals look really good, and Ja'Marr Chase in the play, like, they Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase didn't skip a beat. They are literally crushing it. Derek Carr looked good. He made a really good pass on the final drive of the game to Darren Waller. It was literally couldn't have placed the ball any better. And other than that, I think that's all I really have to say. It was a close game throughout, and the Raiders just came up short. I can't believe that I'm sitting here saying the Bengals and Raiders game was close and the Bills Patriots game was a blowout. I'm actually quite dumbfounded right now. But anyway, I'll get into what you guys are probably listening for, and that's the Patriots game. The Patriots, what just happened tonight, didn't just ruin the night for Patriot fans. It ruined the night for anybody who likes the playoffs, in my opinion. And it just all goes back to the Chargers not making the playoffs. I can sit here all day and defend my team and say, well, this and this happened, and that's what caused this to happen. Brandon Bolden dropped a wide-open pass. Micah Hyde makes an unreal interception that you were bested. You were bested by a team who instead of talking about starting out hot, instead of talking about we have to come out and do this and this and that, they sat there in interviews, talked up their team, said it how it is, and then came out and smacked you in the mouth for four quarters. If you are in a playoff team and you let 47 points, if you give up 47 points in a playoff game, you have no right being in the playoffs. I love my football team. I love them so much. But when you go in week 13 to Buffalo and you beat the Bills in awful weather at their home stadium, jump them in the AFC East, and everybody's talking about how what Bill Belichick and the Patriots had just embarrassed the Bills, and they are so, like, they should feel so awful. And you play that narrative for a little bit. And those Bills players come out and say, we did our job. They just played a little bit better. And then you lose at home a few weeks later in a relatively close game. And then you get a chance to redeem yourself. And you let that team make that win in week 13. That win doesn't count. That is a countless win. That win does not matter anymore. For all I know, we are 9-8. And when we beat the Bills week 13, we didn't really beat them. The weather beat the Bills. It is just a sorry excuse of a performance. I am sitting here in my little room, and I am still rocking a Patriots jersey, because for all I know, it was 1 versus 1,000. Everybody coming into this game said, the Bills take Mac Jones out of this game or make him throw, it is over. Well, you want to know what Mac Jones did? Mac Jones came out on every passing play and looked phenomenal. He looked amazing. Based on what people were saying, obviously I would say amazing. Josh Allen looked actually amazing, but considering the crap that people were giving Mac Jones, he looked pretty good. And the Patriots saw him put together this phenomenal drive. He's never moved in the pocket like he did today. He never aired the ball out as good as he did today. And then on the next drive, he throws that pick, which, like I said, that was a perfect throw and just an even better play by Micah Hyde. You come out the next drive and run it three times. Get past your ego and your game plan. Mix things up and let the rookie play. Because for all I know, him and Kendrick Bourne were the only two who played today. I'm pretty sure I'm going to refresh this page and it's going to show me Brian Hoyer stats. No, it says Mac Jones is still in. But yeah. Mac Jones was 19 for 31, 199 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions. Both interceptions, I could easily not – I mean, obviously they're on his stat sheet, but I wouldn't really say they were his fault. One was tipped up into the air by Hunter Henry. He did try to force it in a little bit, but he bulleted it in, and it tipped it up in the air. And then the other one, Micah Hyde, literally played Superman for a little bit. But yeah. Oh, Mac Jones is still in. He just completed a pass for 6 yards. I just have so much to say right now. I literally am like shocked. I think the Patriots got to find a way to dump Aguilar, his contract. He has not panned out at all, and we are paying him like $15 million. And Hightower's got to go. The only veteran I really see worth staying or worth keeping is Devin McCourty. I still think he's a great safety, and I think he's a great leader. I think Van Noy can go. I think Hightower can go. We need to have an intervention with the defense and Matthew Judon, because for how great he was at the beginning of the year, he has been stone cold when the Patriots have needed him most. Yeah, this is true. This is true frustration right here. You are getting a true frustration from a Patriots fan. I am also in this episode going to update my playoff predictor because I picked the Patriots to make a run at the Super Bowl. Because I still think that I was right. I think if the Patriots could beat the Bills today, they could have made it to the Super Bowl. This was their hardest game, and I think this score reflects that. Yeah, I am just baffled. Real quick, Mac Jones, 211 yards passing, a touchdown. And Kendrick Bourne, 6 receptions for 73 yards. Kendrick Bourne looked great. He actually ended up being a good signing. Congrats to Mac Jones for his first postseason touchdown pass. And good for him for shutting everyone up and just playing his game. At this point, if I was Mac Jones, I would force the coaches to keep me in just so I could prove everyone wrong a little bit. Sure, everyone could say that his team looked like the worst team in football, but no one can say that he looked bad because he looked fairly good. Obviously, he didn't look Josh Allen good, who's only thrown incompletions, 307 yards and 5 touchdowns. Yeah, I don't even know. I'm just at a loss for words. But that's all I'm really going to say about that. You can sit here and listen to me complain all game. It's not going to do much. It is what it is. The Bills smacked the Patriots in the mouth, and the Bills deserve this way more than the Patriots. And that's how it is. It's call a spade a spade. Anyway, let me go back and fix my wild card. I got the Bengals right. I'll just tell you this as my backup prediction to make it less biased. Bills and Chiefs. And I know as a Patriots fan, I should want the Bills to make it farther because then makes it look like that we really were a good team and got bested. But I can't sit here and talk into this mic and say that the Bills are a good team. Or they are a good team, but I can't say that they are an amazing team because the performance today is solely because the Patriots are a god-awful team. I think the Chiefs will beat the Bills at home, and I believe that. And I think the Bengals will beat the Titans, and then my picks over in the NFC remain the same. And I pretty much now just think it's going to be the Bengals and the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl, and I do think the Buccaneers are going to win. That is my updated picks. I just can't bet against the Bengals anymore at this point. The Bengals are the best team in the AFC. They're just so quick and they're so dominant, and their offense can literally hit you from anywhere. And that stadium is a lot crazier than I thought. Those fans are rocking. But yeah, I would be able to sit here and say that the Patriots and Bills game. Sorry, just going back and recapping a little bit because I feel like I haven't said enough. Patriots and Bills game is probably the worst playoff game in the last 5 years. Maybe even longer. I've never seen this lopsided of a football game. Ever in my life. Especially from the Patriots are at Buffalo's 5. I hope they let Mac Jones throw another touchdown. Yeah. I need to have a long nap after this. And the only thing I can say at this point, and for anyone who likes the Patriots who's listening, although this is a slap in the face, we really have no right being here. We were literally 8-9 last year and are now 10-7. Or we were Yeah, 8 and 9. Were we 7 and 8? I don't remember. Anyway, we are probably just a few big free agent signings away and probably a well-drafted linebacker from being very good. We still need a wide receiver one, and if we can somehow get Calvin Ridley, I think that helps a lot. I think Mac Jones is the real deal. I think he has a chance of really developing, especially in New England. I do think he's our long-term quarterback. I just think that at the end of the day, the Bills roster and their grit and their passion for this win today is what won them the game. I mean, both teams were really fired up at the beginning, but I mean, you can be as fired up as you want for the cameras, but there was no heart at all from New England in this game. I mean, every play, I mean, you cannot just Josh Allen literally on QB sneaks, I think, would just like bend over and just fall. No one was there to stop him. I am praying that no game tomorrow is this lopsided and that they're actually good. Because I tell you this, if I was not a Patriots fan, I would be miserable that this game was this awful. Because the talk up for it, round three, they're 1-1. Who's better? The talk up was so, so crazy. And for like literally, I think I could coach a peewee football team and put up more than 10 points. Just insane. I'm trying to kind of not just make this a quick one and done. I'm just trying to find things to talk about. But honestly, I'm pretty miserable right now. No fun to be had here on January 15th. Unfortunately, I am in for a long 200 and something days, or however long till football starts again. The offseason of football is literally the worst time of the year. I can't believe the season ended like this. I think I would have rather have lost to Miami to end the year than this. I hate the Bills. But yeah. What can you do? I'm gonna wrap it up. I'm trying to get it to 20 minutes, but I don't think it's gonna happen. I will be back here tomorrow to cover the games. Let me see what time the games are, and I can kind of give you guys a rough estimate. This came out earlier than I thought it was. I really didn't think I was gonna stop watching the Patriots game this early through, but I am. There's an 11 a.m. There's three games tomorrow, so I mean, it will probably come out early because the Chiefs play the Steelers, and I imagine that being a blowout. So the two good games are early. Just a reminder, I think the Buccaneers are going to beat the Eagles, the Niners are going to beat the Cowboys, and the Chiefs are going to beat the Steelers. But yeah, other than that, I'll be back here tomorrow for another little quick episode. It'll probably be longer because there's three games. Congrats to the Bengals on your first playoff win since first playoff win since 1991. They are probably the team I'm rooting for in the AFC to make the Super Bowl at this point, because I hate the Chiefs, I hate the Bills, and I, well, the Titans too. Titans or Bengals at this point. The other two I hate. So yeah, thank you so much for listening, everyone. Sorry that I was deadbeat and aggressive this episode. Just not a good day over here in New England fandom. I'm gonna hope Mac Jones throws another postseason touchdown to make my heart. Oh, he did. Kendrick Bourne too. That makes me happy. So when all is said and done, Mac Jones will be 2 for 2, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and like 333 yards probably. Oh well, now it's saying that it didn't happen. Was there a penalty? No, he got it 4 yards. 32 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 24 for 38. But yeah, anyway, thank you so much for listening, everyone. Have a great morning, night, afternoon, wherever, whenever you're listening. Remember, keep talking sports, and go Patriots next year. This is going to be a long wait.